The governor says he'll veto the Republican-backed plan to increase the copayment for brand-name drugs from $15 to $20, but he won't change the $350 increase in senior care's annual deductible. The legislature boosted that from $500 to $850. It affects those who make more than $20,000 a year. The executive director of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups, Tom Frazier, says that's going to make it tough, especially on couples who will have to pay a total of $700 more a year out of pocket for medical expenses. Frazier urges eligible seniors to sign up now before the change goes into effect September 1st.
We would encourage anybody who hasn't applied for senior care to do that right away, because if they apply now, they will be under, you know, the $500 deductible, at least for a year.
Frazier says his group has plans to try to roll back that increase in the deductible. In the meantime, he's hoping Governor Doyle sticks to his promise to expand the prescription drug buying pool to state retirees, businesses, and individuals. Frazier says that could result in a prescription drug discount of up to 30% for seniors who earn too much to qualify for senior care, and it could reduce the need to cut health care programs for the poor.
And these increased copayments and deductibles and so forth with seniors wouldn't be necessary, because, you know, the savings could come in, you know, all the drug programs, not just senior care, but Medicaid, Badger Care, you know, and for state employees and individuals.
Governor Doyle says the expanded drug pool will be part of the package of vetoes he plans to announce 2 weeks from now. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.